All right. I'm calling the Junction City Public Library Board meeting on May 21st to order. It is 6:44. Present are Board Chair Jennifer Dagas, Board Members Laura Brown, Bethany Marks, Nancy Sabin, Wendy Thielander, and Librarian Michelle Snyder. First of all, any changes to the agenda?
I do. I would like to talk about we are going to be interviewing for our part-time 10-hour position. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And then Friends gave us some money for some shelving. Thank you, Friends. And I guess that's it. So just those two items, Friends and part-time position.
All right. Anything else? Right. We'll add those two things. Next is approval of April 16th meeting minutes.
It looks good to me.
I
agree.
Oh.
One thing.
Hang on, I didn't write it down. Let me just. Be very well. Sorry. I would just personally like to say to fill vacancies created by, not caused by.
Oh, yes.
Caused by. Well, you know,
we scared
Jennifer's
people
first
away.
on that, so it was all her cause.
Okay.
Thanks.
So I'll make the edit of created by. All right. And otherwise accepting as written.
Yes.
Okay.
I like the way this looks with the mission statement and the logo. Mm-hmm. It's all very like ours now.
I hope you kind of felt the same way that because we put a lot of work into kind of guiding a new direction or an updated direction for the library, I thought that that should be reflected of how our collection policy is also focused.
That makes sense.
Good idea. A lot of the other ones had them in there too. I just couldn't take theirs.
We are reviewing this to see if we need to make changes or if we can accept it as written.
Are we focused on that one messy paragraph that we've spent so much time on last week? Suggestions and concerns, is that the big edit that happened?
So there was a little bit kind of in each. Some of this was to make it a little bit more, let's see. As the advisory board, but then we had to put in the city's role.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of I had to go back and highlight that a little bit. And then we, Jennifer and I also talked about not having to do this again in the future, like responsibility for collection management, librarian, and qualified staff. So mm-hmm. one day there may be more staff. And so we thought that would be good to add. So that was great. Our accessibility of materials, I kind of gave a little bit more description to just let's see. I kind of wanted to mention about what we're giving accessibility to rather than just all materials, you know, kind of like a revisit of these, you know, these are our what we look towards with our mission and our values, we're bringing all this stuff together. So that just got a little bit more. I did move up the, there was a paragraph that we had. The wide range of, okay, so it was under consortium relationships. The second paragraph, that it's a wide range of interests and reading levels. And I kind of felt that that pertained more first to our accessibility of materials. It was more, you know, our collection first, and then the consortium is more about what we can reach out to.
Makes sense.
And so that's kind of a reason why I moved that one up a little bit. And then, yeah, consortium relationships, just kind of like, this is who we borrow with.
Mm-hmm.
Selection criteria, I did tweak a little bit, just simply as I started to kind of look out there at other policies, to just kind of rewrite it, because we look more at community relevance, demand, and interest. And then, so I kind of resorted that, I think, more. I relooked at how I prioritize and on our collection. You know, brought cost and space constraints down from, you know, being up in the paragraph, and made it actually a part of criteria and that kind of. So I just tried to clean things up a little bit and make it a little bit more
relevant to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. Now, when the patron suggestions and concerns, that one did grow a little bit in size. And that is what I want to, you know, talk to you about, because obviously this is where the board would actually also come into as a deciding factor. And basically, it's just kind of walking through. And we wouldn't be totally done with this, because we still have to come up with a request for reconsideration of library materials form. So that would be the last piece of this. Essentially, the way that I am seeing that it walks through is someone who, excuse me, comes in. Well, first of all, everybody is welcome to, you know, give a suggestion. That's wonderful. If they do have concerns, they can come to the librarian first with their concerns. Should they request a further review, they can submit the form to the librarian. And some of this, the more focused language came from the library director's meeting that we had together. And that's all, it's actually 10 libraries, because it includes Eugene and the law library, when we meet as directors to kind of talk about policies and things that are kind of going on in our library. And some of the things that had come up regarding anything from censorship or challenges is that there are groups that they're not even your patrons. Or they're not active patrons. So I did change it to being current JCP library cardholders, so that that's, you know, they're not just kind of,
concerned citizens.
Concerned citizens. You know, I had a library card when I was 10 years old, and now I feel, you know, welcome to say everything. and then also the to include the exact reference that they have a concern about, because, and the reason why, rather than just doing a blanket statement of, I don't feel this book should be in the library and this is blah, blah, blah.
I don't like it,
you know, and I don't like it. Well, what in particular, what sentence, what paragraph, what stands out? Some of that relates back to, have they even read the book? And what they were finding in libraries throughout the US is that there are these groups that will issue blanket lists of books that they are unhappy with. And they tell their members, go out to the libraries and submit the forms and just, you know, try and get it taken out of the library. But they've never read it. They just have lists of books that, you know, someone said, oh, it's not a good thing. And they believe it. So that's why that one kind of, it comes in a little bit more focused. And I know both Eugene and Springfield have kind of addressed that as well. As well as forms are valid for single items and not a collection. Maybe it's a series. Maybe it's all the works of a single author. The form is for that one entity. It makes them do their homework of having to actually, you know, represent their concerns and not just based upon a blanket statement. All of this does not appeal to me because of this reasoning or whatnot. So having language like that helps us of people just kind of like submitting forms and going, here you go.
Fernridge just redid theirs, and the complaint form is 4 pages long.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that'll deter so people.
It asks a lot of questions that you need to be prepared to answer if to justify your.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally.
I think that this is all really good. My pieces of feedback are, we wanted to say concerns with the librarian, and the librarian will review, because when you were hired, you weren't the librarian, right? Your job title was not librarian. So should we just have it say like director of library or team library staff, just in case, God forbid, you ever leave and we want to keep this accurate?
I think librarian is a fair statement for a single staffer of any library. Okay. I think because it's not, I mean, they could be the library coordinator, the library director. By default, it is their job field.
Okay.
And so,
perfect.
Yeah.
That works. And then the other piece is I do think that the exact sentence or whatever concept and the concern and the reason why, I think that that makes sense. I do feel like request for reconsideration is not just about, and maybe I'm incorrect, but it's not just about, hey, this book is about Paris and I don't want anybody to know about the city of Paris ever again. Let's get this out of the library. But it could also be my kid read a book in the teen section and it was pretty scene spicy. Under the Eiffel
Tower.
Should probably not learn about Paris anymore.
Maybe that
right.
Should be
in the teen section,
but in the adult section.
So one of the other wording styles that I did see is reconsideration of or classification.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Reconsideration okay. Or classification.
Okay, those would be my only two pieces. Otherwise, I feel like this is, and if the librarian, that works. I think that,
yeah.
I have a kind of a question, and maybe I'm just not understanding the wording. So in that second paragraph, it says, if you have concerns, bring them to the librarian. And if you request a further review, fill out this form, and then the librarian will decide. Well, if you've already had a discussion with the librarian.
Well, the paperwork that then comes in that's submitted, so sometimes it's a 5-minute conversation and sometimes they're like, I really want to kind of pursue this with you.
Okay.
And so, but it also is the setup for the rest of the.
Right. Because ultimately it comes back to the city administrator.
Well, so.
And us.
First the board.
Yeah. First the board. So the. Yeah.
Oh, if it gets, right.
So, and if the librarian will render a decision, if you want to pursue it further, then you can appeal in writing to the library board. And then from there, the city administrator.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree with that decision, then the city administrator will consider the policy.
And I did it straight to the board. There is two thoughts. There's sometimes that it goes, you know, back to the librarian, and then the librarian brings it to the board. And one of the other policy discussions that I had with city management was like, well, but then they're just bringing it back straight to the same people who denied it in the first place. So this makes it, it's bringing it straight to the board. The board then makes their decision. And then above that, it would then go to the city administrator. It would still essentially anything that is being contested would, you know, essentially be brought to the administrator's view anyways, so that he would know the process that it was at. You know, the status doesn't mean that, you know, it would get to the point that he would have to then review it. But so I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with being the middle point.
Yes.
And then going from there.
That seems logical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then another piece was that the an item can only be reviewed once in a calendar year.
I like that. I honestly think that it could be less.
Like once in 2 years or something.
I feel like once a year.
We've decided it's okay. We don't need to review it again.
I don't feel like much changes from year to year.
Right?
Yeah.
But the material is still the same piece of material.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're welcome to.
And if someone else challenges it, they may not be aware of the first challenge, and you can go, well, we have rendered a decision about this already. Here's the decision.
And I guess in a calendar year, so if I came to you in November and then you said no.
November.
Okay.
That would be in a physical year.
Right. Versus calendar. And then I could come back in
January.
So 12 month period.
Yeah.
12 month period.
12 month period.
Or 18 months
in a.
I like
36 month period.
I feel like once it's been challenged, it really needs a significant amount of time before.
Yeah.
Right.
Society has.
Norms.
Yes.
What's different?
Some people have a lot of time on their hands, but
how about
you do not.
18 month, I think.
Let's go with 18 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By then, maybe it'll fall out of their purview and they'll move on.
They'll have a different book to pick on.
Yes.
Now, have you gotten a lot of challenges?
Because
I feel like we've had, the only thing we've had really is that I've seen was, I think it was Moss.
Mm.
These should not be. In the teen section, these should be adult books.
Mm.
And that's the only thing, the reclassification there.
Gotcha. Yeah. So in the 3 years that I've been here, I've had, and it's never been, I've never had a challenge. I've had questions brought to me from patrons, parents, who the books material, actually one was actually a young adult, and she was curious, and I think due to the size of our library, in that the kids wing is 0 to 12, and that the young adult, even though how small it is, has been from 13 to 19. And so it stretches a huge wide breadth of mm-hmm. middle school and high school and early adult do have a wide variety of experience. And so, you know, I walked the patron through on kind of like the, you know, they understand our size limitations, mm-hmm. which is part of the endeavor that I've done to break out our new tween section. It is coming. It is coming. I've got now maybe like 3 shelves worth. So we are almost there, of 10 to 14. And obviously people or children earlier as well as, or sorry, younger as well as older will also find that section
you know, whether they're advanced or enjoy those books. And I think that will help, not that it's that far away, but it is a direction in which to say, we understand your quandary, parents. Here is a new collection that is curated specifically for this age group in which the adult situations are not as, you know, you're not going to find as much. These are growing.
Right. So that's my question. So you had actual book challenges with just reclassification types of things where it's like, I'm concerned that my child is reading things that may not be at the appropriate level for them or something like that. Have you had actual challenges where like this book doesn't belong in the library?
No. Okay. We thankfully have.
So that makes sense that, that this should be reconsideration and or reclassification added there. Exactly. Everything else, I think.
Yeah.
18 months is good.
Yeah.
Or 24 if you're feeling it.
I don't think it doesn't seem like, but again, to save us in the future, right, having to rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tweaked the gift and donations just to make it a little bit more that basically, because what I looked out there, we'll just keep the kind of the guidelines separate that does not need to necessarily be part of this, because this is more of a overall policy rather than kind of like the guidelines. I think that gets bogged down. So
beautiful. I love that it's like two pages.
Yep.
It's concise. It's relevant to us. I love it. So
good work. We move to approve with the addition of reclassification, right?
Reclassification in 18 months.
We don't need to review this again. Oh, in 18 months. Yes, that's right.
The only thing other than that, beyond that, would we want to have assistance from your
Spanish-speaking
person to help translate? Or
and can we just uncapitalize those last words, readily accessible elsewhere, unless that is like a...
R-E-A? No, no. I think I just...
Probably. So just accessible elsewhere.
Yeah.
Start with a case like...
They're skateboarding on the...
Yeah.
Wiggins.
Youth.
Yeah, they took the swings. They took our swings to do that.
Okay.
Rollerblades.
Oh, fun.
I'm so happy to see rollerblades. I haven't seen those in a while.
It's like hip happening.
So perfect. Oh, I walked away while you were probably giving your answer of passing it forward for.
I could. Yeah, I mean, I could. Do we feel like? Is that our plan to have all policies updated?
I feel like the form would need to be Spanish. Maybe not so much the policy.
Yeah,
we need an option for them to be able to fill it out. But
yeah,
do we have a Spanish speaker here to even communicate, though, that's how you do it?
Do you have books in Spanish in this library?
That is the adult, and then we have a bilingual section for kids. I just have in the new purchase grouping, I'm doing a lot more for.
Does the city have a phone translator that you can call?
I don't know. But...
I can ask. A big burden to ask. I guess
that was
them.
The question of how much of our policies do we want to translate?
I like having the mission and the value, what we've already translated. I think if we go down this rabbit hole, we might
overburden the translator.
We prefer it not to be used that much.
And then every time we edit it.
In the future, if there is a large demand for Spanish speaking,
sure,
then translate at that point.
And that's reasonable. Fine. I just didn't know how much of our policies we were looking towards. And it's fine. You know, we are successful in
updating what we have, and that's an achievement in itself.
Yes, it is. From 98 to 2024.
It only took how long? Good job, everyone.
So we are accepting that with those two, edit three, if we count the capitals.
So we still have the forms.
Oh, yes. What if we do that next meeting?
We can do that next meeting. That does place us very close to, let's see, I think we were taking
July.
Can we do that offline and then approve it at the next meeting? Because it's going to be less, right?
I almost, so with the hecticness of trying to do summer programming, the June meeting might be more difficult for me at this time.
Let's cancel it.
I could do the July.
I do once a year a virtual board meeting where we like read the packet, the minutes, the things, and then we call it a meeting.
Okay.
So they have a full week to approve all of the stuff, and we have the meeting on the books. What if we did that for June?
And then skip July and then reconvene in August.
We can do that.
So especially with everything that's happening around your summer reading program.
Yes.
It might be beneficial.
Or maybe the June meeting, what you really need from us is some working supporters of preparation for summer reading program.
Indeed.
Something to mull over.
So June could be shortened, or it could be a working meeting, or it could be canceled.
That narrows it down.
But not a policy meeting.
Okay.
We're eliminating that option.
I think that sounds fair. Summer does not sound like a good time to start tackling policies.
And then July will be canceled, and then there'll be August.
I love how artsy you are. Your bullet points are flowers. Oh. That's cute.
And so that's not a blob. Okay.
That brings June to being, is that your last meeting for you two?
Mm-hmm. Womp, 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 womp.
As I mentioned before, we have not had a flurry of candidates. We have had zero candidates. Which is very...
Laura, don't you know more people?
Exactly.
My only friends.
Start recruiting children.
Come on. You want to be on the board, Holland? Come on.
She was
very... qualification, like 12. You know,
yeah. Kind of two and a half and year writing that they wanted to be here today.
Very proficient.
Yes. I mean...
At least we still have our quorum. So
yes,
we still exist.
We're just going to be, you know, which can be fine. I know right now I've received a lot of flyers for our bulletin board, for many of the other committee groups that are hoping for people as well. Yeah, so
great.
It ebbs and flows. People fill civic duty and then they don't. So thank you for people who are staying and thank you for people who are leaving. Not that thanking you for leaving, but thanking you for your service.
Causing the vacancies.
For causing vacancies. It may be, you know, because it's summer that it's fine. And then we just pick up again and we try recruitment in the fall. That's okay too. You know, as long as nobody's gone from one meeting, otherwise we'll just move on.
Okay.
July's the perfect meeting to skip, honestly. Just,
Otherwise
engaged.
Her meetings are already booked.
Okay. So I don't quite know how we got off topic there, but I think we're on item 5.
Okay.
Summer reading program planning, right?
Sure.
Okay.
The summer reading program has had a lot of bumps and bangs to it. We are
hopefully guaranteed our sight of being at the Grange, the J.C. Grange, which is across the park from Laurel. Laurel was not able to do it due to construction. And I do not know when our construction will start. So that's where we will be.
And no one is booked or nothing can be done because there's nowhere to tell them to be, right?
Well, so yes. So, well, I have a couple of my awesome vendors, performers that I have traveled this funnier with have hung out with me continually. And so I just have to see if they can still participate. The Grange, and I just at the last minute printed out some lovely photos, has accessibility issues. I guess.
Will it be in the basement?
It will not, because day camp for the community center is going to be in the basement. Cool. We will be on the event floor.
Okay.
On the first floor.
And there's no wheelchair ramp.
There's no wheelchair ramp. However, I guess a few years ago, Habitat did build a chair elevator, which I find very amusing considering.
I feel like that just goes to the basement.
It's got like three entrances to the building. I don't know if you've been there. It's got a side on the side of the park, and on 14th it has the concrete stairs, and then it has this weird little kind of one. I think that goes to the cellar, but there's this weird little, I don't know, escape pod kind of stairway going on. And the one on the side goes down to the basement. So this goes weirdly to some back hall somewhere. I don't know. But they are all stairs. I think, you know, I have no idea why they couldn't have, redesigned that somehow for a ramp. There's plenty of land, but you know, that's not my call. Maybe one day in the future.
You donate a piece of plywood, you
should. Yeah. Scoot someone up. So it does cause difficulties with strollers, mm-hmm. with people who have canes, crutches, wheelchairs, people who need to get their stuff in because there are our performers vendors. A lot of things that are having to be carried. There are some performers that refuse to do stairs. And so they are unfortunately now off my list because carrying live animals or, the museum, unfortunately I lost them. They would have been Ocean Journey this year, would have been a great program. But they have a lot, if you've ever gone to their program, they have a lot of, tables that they do, and they have a massive amount of, things to bring in on carts. And so
an outside's not an option.
No, not for them. It is like when we did the geology one, there's like you have to have tables. You have to have like tables and chairs for kids to do activities. It's great for the community center. A little awkward. There are tables and chairs in the Grange. We will have to kind of work out the scenario on availability. The Eugene Symphony, in the past, I've always tried to change things up each year so that kids who have gone previously kind of don't have to, feel that they're going to see the same thing.
Unless they loved it.
Unless they loved it. Yes. Yeah. So, back when we were going to be at the school, I mentioned this to the Eugene Symphony, and we were going to bring in, because we thought it would be a bigger visual impact to do a percussion section. I don't know if you've ever done their petting zoo, instrument zoo. Basically, they perform for the kids, but then the kids get to actually interact with the music, instruments. depending on the size of the equipment, that may inhibit them. And so we've already done woodwinds and we've done strings. Mm-hmm.
There may be a chance, although it's a quick turnaround and it's dependent upon their scheduling, that I can ask her, can we do brass instead? Because I can't imagine trying to, not that they were going to bring a timpani up, but, you know, a big snare drum or something. I don't know.
A bunch of trainers.
Big, yeah, exactly. So we'll see if they are still even a possibility. The price for them also went up because of the performers, the amount of performers and the type that they were, cost increased. So, which I was fine with, because the way that I was picturing it, we're not going to get our seven programs. We're just not in, in performances. I'm going to look at doing alternate things, but I can't afford it. It's too short to get a grant. It's too short. We were told we cannot do sponsorships. We can request donations from the community for prizes, but no to the sponsorships.
Was a justification given for that?
I think the city did not want to enter into contracts with different groups. Did you already?
No.
Good. Good. So yes, which is all right. We will just pivot.
So how many are you expecting at this point for vendors?
So it depends on, so I also need to see the space in kind of, which I will get access to next week, to kind of see what we can put in there physically, with, if we have tables and chairs, if there's activities, or if there's just a performer up front, because obviously, like the Generation Cedar, they would have their performances there. And so they have stage at one side and chairs, but how does it impact if you have children and chairs and tables? So anyways, REN, which is our, the Willamette Resources and Educational Network, they are the natural resources group that I've pulled in from before. They are a great program. It's just whether or not they have maybe a different program, because yet again, we've used them twice before. They are less expensive, so that is a good thing. So they might be a possibility that I can have them.
Okay.
So possibly the symphony, possibly the REN. There was a group that reached out to me and to Heather.
My kids loved the martial arts guy last year.
Master Martin is awesome.
He's always popular at the school.
I don't think I'll be able to get him on such short notice. But the there were other programs that I had wanted. They were more expensive. They were farther away. Reptile Man, who is a huge... in the library scene, let me just say, they bring in like 15 creatures, but he does not do stairs. So unfortunately, he's now off my list. And reptiles do not do well in heat and sun. Yeah. So they have to be indoor creatures. There is a, I thought I printed out, but there is a nonprofit that reached out. They are a Hispanic performance group. I'm gonna not remember their name exactly, but they want to bring a displays with basically it's kind of it's the Mexican cowboy heritage, and so they do the lariat, where they do the dancing with the lariat. They do traditional dancing. They do they would also have kind of like this exhibit. And so that one would be a great one, especially reaching out to the Hispanic community. It just depends on if they have availability within our time schedule. Mm-hmm. I still want to keep it within, you know, Symphony wants to do it on the 27th, which means that I have to start doing, and, you know, they don't have a lot of openings. If I choose them, then all the rest have to come boom, 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 straight through July. I can't pick somebody in August because people go on travel, people get ready for school, and poof, a lot of libraries lose people in August. It just is, you know, you have to capture them within a short amount of time. So there are a few potentials there. Yeah. So anyways, I had thought about the day after the school had said, yes, you can come to use us. And I was like, oh, this is fabulous. And a woman who walked in does bicycle safety. And I had always wanted to do kind of a safety village. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody did that as a kid. Mm-hmm. Basically, they set up a bicycle course and the kids ride through. And then I could get, because I had already previously spoken earlier in the year with the fire department. And they were like, oh, if you're ever thinking, you know. And then the police department has joined us in the past too. So that would be a great but it is for something like that, we would need, and I don't know too much about this barn thingy, but it is dark in there.
That's where Ophelia's place is.
Yeah, but the inside of the barn is just kind of like an open space.
Oh, yeah, the basketball court.
Yeah, and I don't know how much light it gets because I'm like, not that it... you know, with all these departments, it would be turned down necessarily, but street closure to create that bicycle village. So anyways, there were big plans afoot, and then things got kind of changed. So that would all depend upon if we were kind of allowed to work with other departments in the city to kind of factor that all together. Because that is a big kind of to do, multiple project or multiple departments kind of coming together. Because then you'd want something, you know, even a bouncy house or, you know, kind of like you have to have different areas for kids to do different mm-hmm. things so they're not all clustered in one
waiting in line.
Yeah. So that one, I don't know, but it was a thought.
Good idea.
A lot of things going on in mind. It may just be an abbreviated year, but we did start this year too. We are not doing the sign up as per se with book logs. We felt that it was too hard to gauge how many people we would have due to the area, whether we had it, we would have a lot, or now that we're at the end of the year, if we had too little. So we are doing a...
cute idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're going to just do bingo. In that way, kids can turn it in. We'll allow them to also turn it in during some events. Because some of the issue is kids crossing Ivy and the train tracks to get to the library. And we don't want it to be prohibited that they can't make it here to, you know, turn in their, their bingo chart. But they might come if they win. So woo.
So is it bingo? Like they get a line or do they get the...
Yeah, so that's... yeah. We're still working on them. I also decided to expand it out to, so this is going to be 0 to 14. We're still working on it. We did do a Spanish version, so we have that as well. And then we have one for 15 to adult. We're still working on her, getting there.
Can I have a Spanish one?
Yeah, definitely. I have copies of 3 Spanish ones if anybody wants it. And then it kind of says up in the corner. So we may have to reformat the other one to kind of fit, take away our graphic at the top a little bit. The adults didn't have to be on the same reading program. They're just on summer reading. So basically, yeah. So if they get a bingo, it's 1 entry, you know. If they do blackout, then they get 12 entries. And then, you know. So.
That would be nice on the kid one, because I won't have an adult and I'll only have a kid.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I have a volunteer in my teen, and we're working on those. So
and that's nice too, because if they're striving for blackout, then you don't have to print up 12 different bingo sheets for
exactly.
12 entries.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like get some paper and some ink.
Good
so
idea.
We yeah. figure,
you could have these online too.
Yeah.
Just get them.
Grand prize. I haven't quite figured out the amount of grand prizes yet. I have to kind of factor it in with financing. If anything, I have enough books that I can give out for free. I don't have a set like launch party or anything like that. I think what we'll do is we'll just, as we'll just introduce it each time we're doing an event of saying, hey, we're also doing bingo, and that way get kids involved. Try not to make it too cumbersome for people. What I'm looking at is doing, so with the shortened programming, depending on what we end up with, the Lego Go Club got pushed back, honestly. won't lie, it's hard being a one-person shop. And but I think summer is a good time to launch it. And then we can see how it goes and see if we can feed it through the year. Then, so we also have our flyers in English and Spanish. I'm very happy to have my bilingual teen. She's helping quite a bit. More flyers. Jumping back to the Hispanic nonprofit, if there's an interest in hosting a Charro attire exhibition in the next couple of months. So I'm not sure if they're like available kind of sooner in like July or something. They're a cultural nonprofit. They would install an exhibition of 4 mannequins with traditional Charro Mexican horsemen and horsewomen attire. It includes standalone banners with biographical information from different parts of Oregon. And then along with the exhibition, we usually partner and do a community-facing event to build engagement. This event includes a PowerPoint presentation about the history of the tradition, a rope trip demonstration, and folkloric ballet presentation. So
sounds cute.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we can see how that might work out. Some of it might depend on whether we can host, it might be difficult, if they want to install it for a longer amount of time, or if it's a rotating exhibit, can we get it in time before, that it rotates to another library or we're looking at the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays for Lego Club, and then I was looking at maybe the 1st and the 3rd for family game late afternoon. It was game night, but now it's late afternoon, kind of like 4 to 6, at the Grange. So and the Lego will be here the family game night, because we need more room, honestly. This only takes 2 families before it takes over the library.
We could do that at the Grange. And then we might look at doing craft a story again. We would probably do that over at the Grange as well during the week, depending on if I can get volunteers for that, as well as maybe I can get my 4-H partner back to help with that. So, you know, we'll try and fill in with other things other than, you know, that. And then hopefully.
Do you need books. Help with scheduling nonprofits or ideas for programming?
I think we can, I've got a email out to the symphony for tomorrow. I'll probably talk to them tomorrow and see if, you know, they can do it, or if, you know, will they need to maybe switch up their musicians. I think that one can be a lock. I think Wren could be a lock, just depending on their schedule. There's also a possibility that we may need to flex the schedule a little bit. Coming into the next topic is the part-time position. And so dependent upon, I was trying to split that between 2 5-hour days, because as we learned with my last part-timer, you spend a lot of time commuting and spending mm-hmm. money on gas. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make it worthwhile, mm-hmm. especially it's 10 hours a week for 100 hours, which basically brings them from June 8th to August 8th, I believe. And so that way we have coverage on my, I'm looking pretty much Tuesday, Thursdays to complement our programming. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen more than likely is that because it is a site that is unknown to us before, I will be there. I would have had to have been there anyways, because the school, had we been at the school, it dictates that the person in charge of the event has to be there. So I was already planning on being off site, depending upon their skill level. We'll see how that pans out of, are they able to fully run a library without me being here, or with staff of maybe a volunteer to assist them. I do have, we did get 51 people apply.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. A wide gamut of backgrounds. Quite a few of them. Chili ended up looking at for day camp too.
Start recruiting for the boarding.
We have narrowed it down to about 7 that we are going to interview. And awesome. So hopefully that will be scheduled this week into the beginning of next week. And we will hopefully find a wonderful candidate, and they'll be, we'll see how they do.
So back to programming, mm-hmm. do you need help with ideation or reaching out with?
If we have the symphony, and then we have possibly Wren, and then maybe this Charo group, if we can manage it. I'm trying to look to see what can I save money with.
Yeah. Home Depot does come out to community events, and they do little craft things. They do that we go to, but you might be able to reach out to Home Depot.
And, you know, I had looked at that. I was wondering if like B&I would be interested in sending people over, and we could like build something. Sometimes that's a little hard to predict
it's like little kits.
Yes.
So ultimately, yes. If they pack 150 kits show up, then they
that would be great.
There's also a Lego blocks company that I've seen them out at community events before, and they do a Lego activity that's pretty fun and engaging for large groups of kids. They have a table that they do. I don't know if stairs would be an issue, but I've seen them haul it pretty far.
So, you know, and
ballet could come out and do, or like the Junction City School of Dance.
You know, I tried to get them out last year. She runs her day camp school through the summer. At this time, it first of all, it would be way short notice. And second of all, they have their performances and it just doesn't sync up well. But yes, I had the same thought. And because I love pulling from, you know, our community. But yes, I mean, if you want to find out more about that Lego group, that would be great. And Home Depot.
Okay. That would be awesome. Also think churches, like local children's ministries, generally have fun, crafty things that they, like they do. What do you call it? Sunday? No. Vacation Bible schools. Vacation Bible schools, like they have some sort of programming. I mean, it doesn't have to be religiously based, but they like to.
Yeah.
The Scouts too. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies.
Yeah.
Mary's doing activities in the name of recruitment.
Yes, exactly. It's like they're not actually preaching or recruiting, but they're out there in their community.
Sure.
Engaging.
Well, I mean, we worked with one of the Girl Scout troops in doing the backpacks. So,
how many do you need? What days of the week are you doing them? Is this going to be? Because it sounds like it's going to be a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Pretty much. And I had kind of planned the Tuesdays were kind of being locked in with the alternate between Lego Club and Family Game Night. So that would leave Thursdays.
Okay.
The 4th of July is a Thursday.
Well, so then that gives you one less week to worry about.
Well, we would look at it Wednesday.
I think that gives you one less week to worry about.
Right.
I think you can skip a week.
And people always travel that way.
Yeah. I would skip. You're already saying it's going to be a lighter thing. That's an easy.
Yeah. Job. I mean, we'll still have, you know, whatever Lego or game night is on that Tuesday. So yeah, then still be a possibility. What happens is you kind of have to keep things going in people's minds because they have a tendency to drift away.
But also, I mean, don't you find when you do things on, like if it's Thursday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday,
yeah,
that it kind of,
you're not going to have
anyway,
many people show up.
Yeah.
I would just have that one of your blank weeks because you said you might have to fill
like,
it with
enjoy the fourth. Come back next week.
Yeah.
Or you do like painting, something really simple that anyone who shows up for.
Well, that, I mean, I had kind of figured the, you know, like I was mentioning craft a story.
Mm-hmm.
Would probably
That's Thursday. Where
but then Thursday
was, director could come in and do the craft. They could just lead the craft for you. So you don't have to.
It was so Thursday was the dates for the performers. And so, you know, basically we could, you know, depending on, so basically once I get them scheduled, I can kind of see, okay, this is, you know, things that I can plug in between. I'm not necessarily having to, you know, we're not going to make a day camp. We're not going to like fill every single week.
But if I'm going to reach out to Home Depot and dance people I know or whatever out, like the Lego people that I know, what day and time? What is the recurring day and time?
Thursdays at this point, although Wednesday can be an option. So what happens is when I, you know, this part-time position, you know, I was having them be on site. Well, I was off site.
Right.
So, which means that we have to juggle schedules and then I have to find staffing, you know, for here.
Yeah.
If it's a day that they're not here.
So is everything still in too much flux to be reaching out? Maybe we need to wait till you see the Grange and get your seven people in.
If you wouldn't mind reaching out and finding out, even if it's a possibility, because sometimes they're already booked for their summer.
Size and if there's availability in the summer. Things like that.
Yeah, because, you know, we are late to the game. Mm-hmm, and if they are already pre-booked, then I totally understand.
Okay.
That is the way that it is. Here's my schedule. So, you know, and Fridays we have story times. And so, you know, it's just kind of like, well, have to find, you know, opportunities within mm-hmm. that. So, yeah. So, still working on that. If anybody, you know, wants to reach out and find out if somebody wants to donate a prize for our summer reading.
Got it. What's the value? One prize?
Well, you know, basically we're giving prizes to both kids and adults. So we will take as many prizes as someone wants to give.
Are you guys doing anything with the pool?
We are. So what I was thinking during the first week, because we always do a pool pass once they hit a certain amount of books. What happens is that half the time it takes them the summer to earn the pass. And right. by then they've already bought their season pass. Right. So what I was thinking instead is that during, you know, the first week, okay, get your bingo in this week's grand prize is a season pass. And so, you know, that's more an incentive and, you know, gets them at least initial. Mm-hmm. And then, because.
So you could do prizes weekly. So yeah. there could be multiple prizes
yeah.
from different age yeah. groups.
Yeah. yeah. So, you know, I figure, you know, we'll try and hit up the fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we worked forever with, you know, Storytime at Max Porter's. And in the past, they said, yeah, if you're doing something, you know.
Oh, you know, I have a gift card to BJ's Ice Cream in Florence, if you're interested in.
That's a drive, but you never know.
The Florence one, yeah. isn't there one in Eugene?
Right, but I have a gift card. It's good for Florence. We won them at auction and they gave us three of them. And I don't want to have to be responsible yeah. for three of them. I don't want my kids getting $60 food ice cream.
Oh, wow. That's like one of those jumbo ice cream cakes. but, you know, we can offer, you know, due to the more larger measures we have to do now to spend money in purchase orders and getting other. It takes longer for me to get access to purchasing. There is a little bit more money that I might be able to flex within our budget.
I don't think we're trying to purchase anything though. She's offering it.
Well, I'm just saying like for an adult, you know, at the end of the summer or you do blackout, you know, a $50 gift card to Barnes & Noble or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
because yeah. I'm supporting two groups of, you know, it's teens and adults. So
let's try to not purchase anything.
Yeah.
Let's just cross that bridge if we have to cross that bridge. But I'm sure that we could get a donation from Max.
I mean,
I'm sure that we could get a $60 gift card from Wendy. I'm sure that we can.
No, just 20. I have three $20.
Oh, okay. A $20 gift card. Perfect.
There's also the opportunity to go to the Tri-County Commerce.
Great lunch. Idea. Yes.
And then just say, hey,
can you donate?
Yeah, that's a great
idea. A lot of banks. Give us money. I'm just kidding. that comes at a different point. We're building a new building. Give us money. You know, prize help, Home Depot, Lego, all that lovely fun. Moving on, shelving. You are all welcome to go look at it. You can't see it from here. It is around the corner. You can see it on your way out if you like. the Friends Group graciously let me purchase new shelving, and I look in every nook and cranny to squish things. We previously had our game collection and Lego just kind of like taking over our shelves and countertops, and it is now nicely arrayed
my house.
In our little ladder nook. We will be putting the ladder someplace else. It fits wonderfully because I shoved it in there and it will never come out again. it was fun putting it together. I have so much fun putting our furniture in this library together. But yes, it's 8 foot and it is 6 shelves. So yes.
It's real estate.
It is. And well, the nook goes straight up to the ceiling and I wanted to maximize that. So we did. And so they will be paying for that, which is awesome. We purchased a new receipt printer for our guest passes, which is excellent because then we can stop using scrap paper for the photocopier. So that makes our lives easier. We have maintenance that I'm trying to get done. Maintenance of, I purchased all new fire smoke alarms and a couple of CO2/smoke alarms. They are 10-year. So we will not, because the ceiling is 14 feet up and our ladder only goes to 12. So yeah, I'm not doing that. I did the one in the bathroom.
Let's hope they end. We did not have good luck with our 10-year smoke alarms.
Did it just start going off randomly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think ours got three.
After about a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got ours for 3 years for our 10-year.
Oh.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh. All right. Well,
manifest it. Speak it into the universe.
Yeah, even if it lasts 3 years, it's still something.
Don't turn it on. Don't turn it on. It will be fine. Yeah. That's my kitchen. Keep it all. Keep it in that kitchen with good conscience.
We have gutters that we need to have cleaned and possibly repaired because they are overfilling due to our lovely trees out front, and it's been a long time since the gutters have been done. What else? We have a door that needs attention, and then assistance. I'm attaching our ladder now that it's been bumped out of its nook to a wall, and it needs a secure lodging against the wall, and I don't want to do all that because I just think that I can have somebody else have that fun. I am trying to get the 4 more backpacks out. We have cooking, arts and crafts, archaeology and history, and nature. They should be done. They're almost there. Just takes original cataloging, which is a nightmare. Let's see. And then we're trying to finish the tween collection. The report for the nonprofit is due early next month. And so we will do our best. Don't have, you know, they want it promoted, but I might not be able to promote it until we get our summer program kind of fully planned out and get the program and marketing materials done. Mm-hmm. So I may ask them to see if I can get an extension. But that would be awesome. So lots of things on my plate. And I think that's it.
All right.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Oh, that kind of fell into other business. Sorry. All wrapped up together.
So for the June meeting, do we want to make a plan now? Or are we just going to see what you need, Michelle? What do we want to do there?
I feel like if a plan isn't made, we will be here on the 18th. Same.
Yeah.
And don't you have to notify the city calendar if stuff gets weird?
Yeah. So, and as it is Wendy and Jennifer's last meeting, do we want to do a Zoom or do we want to have something where we say goodbye in
person? Where we have Kate.
I think it should be 100% up to you because you have the crazy schedule.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, what you need from us, what makes your life easier.
Do we need to still be recording?
Is that the last day of school?
That is the last day of school.
Oh, well,
party time.
We need to end it.
Adjourn. Let's adjourn.
Okay.
We will. So it's to be determined, I guess, at this point.
To be determined for the next meeting, and I am adjourning this meeting at 7:54.
Okay.